But it was in a complex, it's in the Les Gobelins neighborhood of Paris in the 13th arrondissement. And we faked it and we did an exterior in the Marais, but the apartment itself was in this. And it was in a complex called La Manufacture, the manufacturer that was several hundred years ago, about 1,600 people lived in the, it's like a city within the city, and they were all involved in the manufacture, the creation of tapestries for Versailles and the great castles of Europe.
Wow.
And that complex was all walled in, so the park in the park scene was actually belonged to that complex as their park. And almost every set, interior set in the movie, I was able to grab somewhere in that complex. We had our meals, they were able to park our trucks there safely because there was a guard for the complex. The cafe wasn't at all a cafe, the outdoor cafe was just the corner of a place that we dressed as a cafe. And it really allowed us, we had a small budget and a quick shoot, and it allowed us to not have to drive, you know, through Paris traffic from location, move to location to location. It was all pretty much there. And then that gave me room when we got out of there to really shoot Paris, to really, you know, I was obsessed by the idea of the blood of Paris, that the Seine, the river is the blood of Paris, and that when the guy says, I live in the blood of Paris, it ultimately turns out to be, I don't want to spoil it for your audience, but so this, the Seine, the river, is a very important piece of the movie, because for me it's a very important image of Paris, much more important. I didn't want to show the Eiffel Tower and, you know, all of the postcard images, that I wanted to show the Paris that I love.